Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. As Christians consider the upcoming elections, we must pray and participate. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
So if you're going to be praying, you must participate and go out and vote. Is that not the next step after prayer?
It is. It is. And I think one of the things missing in American Christendom for a long time is that we have not been teaching our people that God has established the authority structures of the individual and the family and the church and civil government and how that all fits within God's plan. Because when we know how God has ordered authority, as it talks about in Romans 13, 1 and 2 in particular, when we understand that, then we begin to understand even more importantly why it's so important for God's people to pray for those who are in positions of authority. Why? So that we can lead a quiet and peaceable life. And in our nation, we have an unusual ability and freedom that did not come accidentally. It came back because we had founders and founding pastors who preached God's authority structure and how all of these authorities are accountable to God and how they all, when they work together according to God's design, we have freedom. We can preach the gospel freely. We can worship. All these things work together according to God's plan. When the logical next step is, well, then I, as a citizen, do I have other duties in addition to praying for those who are in positions of authority? The answer is yes, and that becomes a part of our citizen's duty, and that's what walks us then through then, yes, praying for those in authority, but then certainly the most basic is what you just talked about is voting, and voting biblically, voting for candidates who look most like what God would have them to do. It's when we do that that God blesses the nation. When we fail in any of those areas, Jimmy, then we have trouble as a nation. And I think we have trouble as a nation now because a lot of Christians didn't know that, haven't done it, haven't participated. All these things work together, and it all comes back to if we do what the Bible says, things work out well. And if we don't do what God says in His words, then things don't work out well. It's about that simple.
Sam Rohr explaining that Christians must pray for the upcoming elections and then participate. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Sam's exhortation from God's Word is so appropriate as we approach the national elections here in America. God established human government, Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, to give direction to humankind in our world. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 4 says, "Pray for those political leaders who are in higher authority." After prayer, we must participate in electing these leaders who will be used of God in the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...